وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillah, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg. Assalamu ala man ittaba al huda. Today being the 31st of October 2024, corresponding with the 27th of Rabiul Akhir, 1446 AH. Alhamdulillahilladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu was-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحبه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Aafa with Aafiyat and good health. May Allah accept your khidmat for deen. May Allah Ta'ala take Markaz Sahaba to great heights and let may the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam benefit tremendously. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Az-Zumar, and verses 41 and 42. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority, and sovereignty, as Almighty Allah teaches us in other places in the Noble Quran. Nuhyi wa numit, we give life, we give death. Who can do that in the creation? Nobody. So whatever Almighty Allah wants, He does, and it is the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and not the degrees of humanity. Similarly, the plural, the collective, is used as a symbol of reverence and respect as well. Hence, Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verse 41, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. Definitely, surely, we revealed for upon you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book. The book, this book here, the Quran Sharif. So some places we see Nazalna, chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna anzal, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Inna nahnu nazalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. So one place is Anzalna, other place is Nazalna. What is the difference? Nazalna means to be revealed to the region gradually, gradually, piecemeal. Anzalna means to be revealed jumlatu wahida, one shot. So remember that from the seven heavens and beyond to the first heaven, Anzalna. Inna Anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Beginning of Surah Dukhan, chapter 44. Inna Anzalnahu fi laylati mubaraka. So mubaraka and fi laylati al-qadr are the same one. So nevertheless, here we see anzalna also. So that is from the seven heavens to the first heaven. And then from the first heaven to the mubarak, blessed heart, honorable heart of the Master alayhi salatu salam, over a period of 23 years. That is nazalna. There to be revealed gradually and piecemeal. Inna anzalna عليك الكتاب للناس بالحق. Definitely, positively, surely, we revealed upon you this book, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the truth. لِلنَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ. So for the benefit of humanity, and whatever is contained and mentioned in the Quran Sharif is 100% the truth. Therefore we see in chapter 2 and right in the beginning, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. So chapter 2 and verse 2, that this is the book, there's absolutely no doubt, no skepticism in it. It is directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now the response from humanity side, 8 billion plus people on this earth today, famani dada, and whosoever received the guidance and he is on the right path, then falinafsi, so it is for his own benefit. We are not causing any benefit to Almighty Allah or to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's for our own benefit that we embrace Islam, we remain on Islam and pass away with Iman and Islam. So that is the person who is on the right path. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ, and the person who's gone astray, he follows this ism, that ism, Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Zionism, and whatever else there is, then he is on the path of astrayness. فَإِنَّمَا يَدِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. So then the calamity, the wabal of that sin there will be upon him and against him. So he won't blame anybody else, but he will blame himself. Therefore, Satan, Lucifer will also tell him, Inni da'utukum fastajabtum li, I only invited you. I made it so beautiful and I made it irresistible for you and you fell into my trap. Fala talumuni falumu anfusakum. Don't blame me, but you must blame yourself. That is called khutbatun batra. What is the meaning of khutbatun batra? The khutbah, sermon, Satan, Lucifer will deliver on the day of justice and will tell them, without Bismillah, without Allah's name, without salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar, inna mubghidaka huwa al-aqta'. Verily, the person who hates you, Ya Rasulullah, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, huwa al-abtar, who will aqta, is cut off from the special mercy of Almighty Allah and will be dispatched straight to hell. Abu Jahal, Abu Lahab, Abu Talib, all of them. So yeah, the feminine, Batra. So Abtar and Batra. So when you don't take Almighty Allah's name. So what did he say? Inni da'utukum, anda'utukum fastajabtum li. So I called you and you responded to me. Fala talumuni. وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ But you must blame yourself. Chapter 14, verse number 22. So that is what you see here also. Almighty Allah saying, فَإِنَّمَا يَدِلُّ عَلَيْهَا He's only causing harm to himself. Then خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ In this world also a failure, and in the year after also a failure, and then everlasting hell and eternal doom and gloom. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, Allahumma ahfadna min. Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam, the inferno, and Almighty Allah protect us at all times, all places, all situations and conditions. Wa ma anta alayhim biwakil, and you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not a guard over them, a warder over them, and you're not in charge over them. Your function is وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ And for us is to convey the message clearly and make it manifest to you. Now you must choose which is haq and which is batil, which is the truth and which is falsehood. Today the Gaza conflict has showed properly to the whole world who is on haq and who is on truth, and who are the batil and who are the mufsideen, and who are the urirhabiyin, who are the real terrorists and haramis and mass murderers causing mass starvation and murdering baby killers they are, and the jutlas and all those who sponsor them, sponsor the Zionists and the Jews and the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. So you see, everything has become manifest. So human being does not have any excuse, remember that. Now this verse is very interesting. We just woke up from our sleep this morning, Alhamdulillah. So what we say, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise is due to Almighty Allah who gave us life after he gave us death. Does death and normal ukhtul maut. Sleeping is the sister of death. So meaning is very, very similar. One is temporary and one is permanent. So alhamdulillah alladhi bahya, alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur, and unto him is the resurrection. So we woke up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, whatever time. So now Almighty Allah is speaking of this. Understand this verse properly. Allahu, so only Almighty Allah, yatawaffal anfusa, so Almighty Allah seizes, Almighty Allah takes fully, so the souls of the people, hina mautiha, at the time of death. So when a person is in sakarat, you call that nizah. Nizah is, now there is a big conflict going on. The ruh, the soul, the spirit is in comfort zone. But now the angel of death and the entourage are coming to remove it. Now the soul wants to remain in that comfort zone. But definitely the angels will remove it on that appointed time without fear and favor. So that is when death strikes, and it strikes on the appointed time. Chapter 63, verse 11. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا When the time of death approaches, there'll be no delay, nor for a second, nor for a minute. وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا And Almighty Allah also takes the souls when they don't die while they're asleep. فِي مَنَامِهَا Therefore, last night while you were sleeping, so you were dreaming of Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Hong Kong and London, New York, Dubai, India, Pakistan. So that is to show our ruh and our soul has left the body, and now it's gone to various places. It's so surreal, as though as we're looking at it, our beloved father, mother, who passed away 5, 10, 20 years ago, and so forth and so on. And some people remember, see terrible nightmares and dreams and so forth. So we should remember this. So in the case of death, it snaps off. So now the ruh, the soul, is not not coming back to that person. And in the case of sleep, it comes back. Hence, we wake up the next morning and so forth. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. And He, Almighty Allah, retains that soul and that person's soul. قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. That Almighty Allah has decreed that there is death for that soul and that person. The soul will not die, the person has died. And why do we cry? We feel so sad. Our father, our mother, our spouse, our child, our sibling, brother, sister has passed away. We cry not because of death, we cry because, as Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us, wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh, my beloved son Ibrahim, you're only 18 months old, 1.5 years, and now you are leaving us, ya Ibrahim. So I can't walk with you now, I can't talk with you. So we don't cry only of death, we cry because of firaq, because of judai, because of the separation now. We can't kiss you, we can't embrace you, and so forth and so on. So that is why we cry. It's a natural phenomenon. It's the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa yursilu al-ukhra, and the other person who has still got life, so wa yursilu al-ukhra, Almighty Allah releases it ila ajalim musamma, to that fixed period. You will live till 60, 65, 80, 100, 20, 22, or just 1 month or 2 months or whatever it is. Babies also pass away, men also passed away, adults also passed away, children also, women also. So that is the decree of Almighty Allah, and one day we all will perish and die. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut, every living being shall taste death. Chapter 28, verse 88, the last verse of all of chapter 28, Almighty Allah teaches us, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything will perish, you will die and finish, end of it, except Him, Almighty Allah. Why? He is the exclusive Khaliq, the only creator. Everybody, everything else is makhluk, and we all have to die. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, we believe he's in the heavens, but he also will come down physically, bodily, and there in Damascus will kill Dajjal, the Antichrist, there between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, in a place called Lud, L-O-D. And every Muslim who goes to Palestine, occupied Palestine, you should visit that place. And thereafter he will get married, he'll have children, then he will pass away naturally in Medina Munawwara, be buried right next to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence we need to know all this. So for Anbiya and Prophets, if there is demise and death for them, then where are we? We are ordinary mortal sinners and transgressors. So definitely there'll be death for us. So the question arises, when we know there is death, what are we preparing for that day and that journey post-death? So that is what we should be concerned about. Chapter 12, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. Walhiqni bis-salihin, and unite me with the devout and pious servants, O beloved Allah. Inna fi dhalika al-ayat, indeed in that there are signs. Liqawmi, for a people and nation, yatafakkaroon, who wonders and ponders and reflect. Therefore, O Muslim, O Muslimah, when you go and retire and sleep, normally at night, it can be in the afternoon also or daytime also, but normally at night, so make sure you read certain verses of the noble Quran, you read certain ahadith and certain du'as that are mentioned in the ahadith. That might be your last sleep, your last. Nandar Bego Nandar, Haji Bhai Padia, Waliullah, So remember, while sleeping, he passed away. In Maiman, we got the proper word for it, Nandar Bego Nandar. In the sleep, the long sleep came and took the person away. So how many a time we have heard those type of incidents, we must remember. Allah Jalla Wala grant Bhai Mota and all our marhumin and our shuhada and everybody, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Jalla Wala grant the bereaved family sabr jameel. لِقَوْمِي يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So you, O Ummah, you should be wondering, pondering about death. Death is definitely hovering above our head and can strike at any time. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 27th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Trija Gaza genocide, day number 391. These are the news, views, interviews for today. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, 9 jutlas dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So many tanks destroyed, remember that. You see Smotrich, the Minister of Finance, crying, weeping, the super terrorist Harami. One settler, one bullet, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. You haramis, we still going to put a bullet through you. Remember that, or Allah will punish you. And Bibi Netanyahu, inshallah, just like he, Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut and the war criminal. And y'all are the butchers of Gaza. Ethnic cleansing taking place there, you must remember. And this is now confirmed by the world. That what we are seeing there in Gaza. Canada accuses Amit Singh. Amit Singh is a big harami there in India. In UP, he is the chief minister and he hates the Muslims with a passion. So now they say Canada has fingered him and pointed in his direction. He is the one who's selling the people, the Indian agents. They must target the Sikh extremists, as they call them. So humiliated this grace, just like Moody. And this is what Almighty Allah taught us. Chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find now and in the future, your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Hindus, the idol worshippers. The last verse of the six Supara, six Jews. We never ever said every Jew. We never ever say every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them, and you can see it as well. So Gaza ceasefire. So remember, it's just a campaign fodder for the US elections. Does Trump will say something? Harris will say something? This is just to fool the people and so forth. They all are supporting Israel unconditionally. So they all haramis and they all are morons as far as we are concerned. Saudi Arabia disgraced and humiliated, spending millions and billions on soccer and sport. So now they're going to host a summit in November after the American elections regarding Israel. They want to show now we are very serious, we are anti-Israel and so forth. So whatever Saudi Arabia does is a facade. It's just a show. There's nothing sincere about it. Therefore, they are one of the worst people today on this earth, humiliated, disgraced by the true Muslims and by the enemies of Islam and so forth as well. Valencia in Spain, there are two Valencia. One Valencia is there in Venezuela, so that's the one we visited. This Valencia is in Spain. We visited Spain, but not Valencia. So more than 100 people dead in the floods. 3 days mourning, so remember that. So terrible, terrible things there. So Saudi and Yemen are prepared to make a roadmap under the supervision of the United Nations. 8 years war going on between Saudis and Yemenis. The foolish idiot, murderer and murtad MBS, when he became the Minister of Defense, unprovoked, understand that it was no reason, without any reason and not provoked, he went in and started attacking the Yemenis. Thousands of them displaced. Thousands of them murdered by this murderer of Jamal Khashoggi. We must name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us. So we have to boycott Israel. Remember that. Anything to do with the Jews and the Jutlas and their supporters, you in South Africa and the world, why must you go and still eat KFC? Why must you eat McDonald's? Our fatwa and verdict is all haram, all this. You see, Starbucks, now they're trying to change the menu and with the olive oil and us and all. We must boycott them. All haramis they are. And yeah, in South Africa, your Pick and Pay, your Woolworths and all these haramis as well, whether they were supporting, whether they are supporting, our zamir, our inner recesses in our heart, must not accept that we go into their shops and we support them. That one rand, that $1, that 1 rupee in various countries, remember, could be the bullet for the Palestinian child. North Korea, 10,000 of their men and military already in Russia, training, and then they'll be fighting against Ukraine. Very good. If Israel can bring in thousands of foreigners to fight for them, so what is wrong if Russia does it? Nothing wrong. You know, Bennett, he said, I killed many, many Arabs. What is the problem? No problem. So we killed many, many Jutlas, remember, in Israel. So what's the problem? No problem. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. The Russian company to sue FBI, you must remember that. And the Russians want to sue the Google and what. You know how much money? You can't count the zeros also. All the money in the world, you get million, billion, trillion, zillion, and I don't know what and what and what. Trump supporters are garbage. That's what Biden said. Then quickly he retracted. He said, no, I didn't mean all the supporters. I meant that guy who called the Puerto Ricans that they garbage. So that is, they all garbage themselves and morons. That's what we say. So shame on the church, you Christians. How can you still be a Christian? Can't you even see that what is going on? You have a monk and you have a nun, and then they're gravitating to one another, and then you see some monkey business going on. So shame on the church. Who said so? Pope Francis said so. Now they have to pay millions and millions of dollars compensation for the minors. You see, the Catholic Church, it tells the priest, you must lead a life of celibacy. You can't get married, so you can't get married. They have to release their desires, whims, fancies, lust, so they get busy with all the young boys. The shame on the Christian church. A pedophilia, go ask Pope Bannister, and what was his name? It was Benedict, not Bannister. So Pope Benedict, the previous one who said Christianity is false and Islam is true, they made sure that he must retire. Now Francis came, he's facing the music. Go just Google there, church, France, and compensation. The whole story will come up and so forth. The PTI, Pakistan Tahrik-e-Insaf, Imran Khan's party, is warning the army and the government. If you harm Imran Khan in jail, then Maulana Salim, you know, Paya Jam. Now you don't understand Paya Jam. We will bring the whole country to its knees. There will be a shutdown. So that is what they are warning the government and so forth. So yeah, you must remember that. In South Africa, they had a mini budget yesterday. So 30,000 civil servants must take early retirement and so forth, and it will cost the government millions, but they say in the long term they'll make money. In Heidelberg, where I was born, so remember, there is an attorney and his name is Kuman. We had one big policeman there, Kuman. So this Kuman must be his connection. So he rapes a 13-year-old girl. And he buys this girl from who? From the mother. He pays her 24,000 rand. And he goes and rapes her every day. These are the haramis. You must hang them, you must remember, Islamically. So may Almighty Allah protect our mujahideen, grant them victory. Today's program will be 8:30 to 9. Maulana Musa Akudi. And then 11 to 12. That we'll be discussing Imam Tahawi, Rahimahullah. And one to do, inshallah al-Aziz, will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. Abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutation. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night and the best day of the week. And read Surah Kahf also if you can. Man qara'az Surah Al-Kahf fi Laylatul Jumu'ah. Whosoever recites Surah Kahf on the night of Friday, after Maghrib, after Isha, any time, adha'a lahu ma baynahu wa bayn al-baytil atiq. Allah Jalla wala will bless him with radiance and effulgence from where he or she is, right till the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, thousands of miles, thousands of kilos. And the hadith is mentioned is sahih and authentic in Sunan Ad-Darimi. Imam Darimi is ustad of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim. He's buried there in Uzbekistan. May Almighty Allah grant all these great people also Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Masalim, we have 17 minutes inshallah before I leave, so let's fire up for the rapid Q&A inshallah al-Aziz.
Hey Mufti Sahab, did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give azan?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In some weak ahadith, like mentioned by Allama Suyuti rahimahullah, remember the muhaddithin, they have called Allama Suyuti, Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah, Hatibul Layl. When you analyze the word Hatibul Layl, it means a person who picks up hood at night. So at that time, there wasn't light everywhere. So sometime in speech, instead of picking up hood, you pick up some other rubbish also. So you must remember many a time he quotes a hadith, but the hadith is very, very weak or maudhu and fabricated and so forth. So the authentic ahadith teaches us that he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never ever rendered the adhan. Why? He wanted to show the ummah to be an imam is greater and superior than being the muazzin. For you, the esteemed listeners who are not Muslims, you are non-Muslims, imam means the leader who leads the prayer. And muazzin is what you hear in your town, in your city. When the caller to prayer says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, so that is the muazzin. So then Mustafa sallallahu made the first muazzin. The African, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, yeah, from Ethiopia, were his roots. So to give him the distinction, he became the Waziru Malihi, the Minister of Finance subsequently. Second muazzin of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is who? Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, Abbas wa Tawalla, Anja'ul A'ma, chapter number 80, and he was the blind Sahabi, Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah, both Muazzin in Masjid Nabawi, and both are buried there in Babu Saghir, the graveyard there in Damascus in Syria, and the Muazzin in Makkah Mukarrama, Abu Mahzura radiallahu anh. So this is how they all have the distinction and the unique feature. They were appointed as Muazzineen by the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself.
Mufti Sahab, my husband has married his young secretary without my permission and has kids with her. Should I allow my kids to mix with his kids? I don't want to see her or meet her.
Obviously, what your husband is doing is haram. It's not that he's practicing on the sunnah and so forth and so on. He was married to you. He is married to you. And then what happens? Now, at his workplace, at his office, he appoints a secretary. She's young. She's a young tot. And then, remember, she dresses also so to seduce him. And now he finds her irresistible. And then some hanky-panky business business goes on. And then he tells you, no, I want to practice on the sunnah. This is not sunnah. If you slept with her, committed adultery, then it is the death penalty for you. Remember, and if you did not sleep with her, you just smooched her, you fondled her, you groped her, then remember this ta'zir, we must put you in jail, and so forth, and punish you, and so forth. So therefore, what he did is haram, and now maybe he's not even doing justice between the two wives. Quran Kareem teaches, Surah 4, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. If you can't do justice between the wives, then you must stick to one wife only, and not get second and third and fourth wife and so on. So you can curtail ties with her. Don't sever ties with her. You see her sometime, just make assalamu alaikum and carry on. Same advice you can give your children as well. Tell them that they must make salam and just carry on. They don't have to take the other children from the second wife as their best buddies and best friends and so forth. So that will suffice, because you are so hurt that what he did is all haram dandas and haram activities. Therefore, there'll be no barakah and blessing in whatever he did.
Mufti Sahab, can a person still go for Hajj if they have qaza salah on their head?
Yes, 100%. So when you go for Hajj, you know today is a big rigmarole. You have to go, and here in South Africa, you have to now make an application to Sahuk. Then when your turn comes after 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, Allah alone knows when, and then you go for Hajj, cost you 150, 200, 250,000 rand per person, and by that time it will be more, courtesy of MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan and his Haramis, who want to just commercialize everything, charge the people, the Hujjaj, and the pilgrims, and the guests of Rahman, of Allah, more and more tax, and so forth, and so on. So therefore, you go, and in the meantime, read all your qaza salat, as many you can read, the maximum amount, but you must not delay the Hajj. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, hadith authentic Abu Dawud, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed, Man arad al hajja fal yata'ajjal. Whosoever made intention for Hajj, so he must make haste in it. He must make quick and do not procrastinate and do not delay. Gee, if you can't go for Hajj now, then go for Umrah. At least you see the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. You see Medina Munawwara. You stand in front of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you present your salam directly. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. So in that way there, that also will be a good thing for you to do. If you know that the Hajj will come only 2, 3, 4, 5 years time, so do that in the meantime, inshallah. Allah will remove the obstacles.
Mufti Sahab, if one read Witr Salah during Isha time and wants to repeat it after Tahajjud Salah, can one do so?
Let's just clarify the question. At night before you slept, you read your Witr Salah, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Allah Jalla Wala gave you tawfiq that 2, 3 o'clock in the morning you woke up and you read the Hajjud Salat 2, 4, 6, 8 rakats. Now you want to repeat the Witr Salat of that night, not permissible. Why? He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. La witrani fi laylatin. You can't read 2 Witr Salat in the same night. Yes, if you are reading qaza of last week, last year, and so forth, that is permissible. For that night there, to read 2 times Witr Salat, not permissible. So sometimes we have good intentions, but we do things that are not permissible. So that is why it's compulsory upon us to learn about the deen and the questions we must ask. وَحُسْنُ السُّعَالِ نِسْفُ الْعِلْمِ. To ask good questions is half the knowledge. Last night I was there, but Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, and I asked Hazrat, explain this to me. So we should then enter into a wonderful academic discussion. So that is why we should always go to our beloved honorable teachers, sit at their feet, and we must ask them all these wonderful questions and so forth. So your intention might be good, but the action is wrong. So you can't do that, not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can we read Nafil Namaz in the time between Sehri and Fajr?
For example, nowadays, I'm just giving right examples. So let's say that the time for Fajr, by us, it stops. Stood Sehri time, Suhoor time stops at 3:55. And your Fajr Salat is now 4:30, 4:40, 4:50, where at? So now 5 o'clock. So now you want to read Nafil Salat after the Fajr time is entered and right till the Fajr Salat time is not permissible according to Hanafis. So remember, according to Hanafis, your Nafil Salat, Tahajjud Salat, all must end with the Suhoor time, the Sehri time, and that is what you must realize. And when the time for Fajr enters, you only allowed to read the two Sunnat Muakkadah, or you read Qaza Salat before Fajr, after Fajr, before sunrise. However, Shafi's, Hanbalis and them, they allow that you read Nafil Salat. They call that Zawatul Asbab, that Salat that has a reason. You say you're reading two rakat Salat to Tahiyatul Masjid, you're reading two rakat Salat to Shukr, you're reading two rakat Salat to Tawbah, you're reading two rakat Salat to Hajj. So whether it's for need, whether it's repentance, whether it is, you must remember the greeting of the masjid and all that. So it has a certain reason, so you can read it after the Fajr time has entered, according to Shafi's, Hanbalis. Hanafis say not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, some people make masa on normal socks during wudu. Is their wudu valid and will the salat be done?
First and foremost, before I answer this question, you, the esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International, and you, the esteemed listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, understand this. Today we here, tomorrow we gone. Death comes, you know, for anybody, anytime, any place. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Once you have ijma', ittifaq, consensus on an issue, bain al-a'immatil arba'a, between the four schools, the Malikis, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, the Hanafis, on an issue. For example, three talaqs is three. There's no such thing as three talaq is one. For example, 20 rakats Taraweeh is 20 rakats. There's no such thing as 8 rakats and 10 rakats. There's ijma and consensus on this issue. So similarly, that we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah say that you wash your feet. Like me, I'm sitting here, I got no socks, nothing on, so I wash my feet and so forth. Some of you, you love to wear the khuf, the leather socks or synthetic leather and so forth. So then you make masa alal khufain. So you make masa on that, so that also is permissible. But remember to make masa on the normal socks, the cotton socks we are wearing, the nylon socks, you the ladies on your stockings and so forth. Imma arba'a say, all four schools say not permissible. People who say that the Shafi say permissible or Hanbali say permissible, subhanaka hadha buhtanun azim, this is slander against the great imams. There's consensus on that. Yes, there are four scholars, they are great, I met each one of them, but they can never ever touch the toes of the four great giant imams, whether it is Sheikh Albani, whether it is Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, whether it is Sheikh bin Baz, or whether it is Sheikh Salih bin Uthaymeen. I met them all, and I sat with them and spoke to them, remember that. But remember, we say Rahimahullah, they all say it's permissible, but we reject it, remember this. If a person makes masa on normal socks, our fatwa is that wudu is not valid, and that salat also is not valid. If you know your imam does that, you see him doing that, then you can't be reading salat behind him. Go look for another masjid or go make salat on your own if there's only one masjid in the town and place. So we must be very clear on this usul. And you Salafi scholars for dollars who can't speak one word against MBS putting up his statue, the Harami Day in Riyadh and so forth, so because you're collecting wages from their embassy and so forth, so let me teach you one lesson. There is Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and then there is his celebrated student, Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyyah. Then there is his student, Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali. Go and Google it, and I have the book by me. Al-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayra al-madhahib al-arba'a. Hafiz Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali, he was a Hanbali scholar, and he wrote the book in refutation of those who want to follow anybody else beside the four schools. The title of the book, Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayra al-madhahib al-arba. Then answer me, what you say, Salafis? I'm prepared to take any one of you on these type of issues. You must remember that, and whether MBS is Muslim or Murtad, if you got guts, come on air, then we'll make some circumcision of you. And I told you, Maulvis, and those of you who are making big noise, that what you say about your Dioband and about your Jamiat Ulama Hind, we say that Arshad, remember Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai calls him Swami Arshad Gandhi, so we say he's Murtad out of the fold. What you have to say, what your Darul Iftas have to say, what all the scholars have to say, so that is the truth. What about Tariq Jamil? We say he's Murtad, so speak the truth, that is the truth. So we'll ask the uncomfortable questions. Last question, Maulana.
Can a Muslim shop sell fireworks, biscuits and goodies for Diwali, Guy Fawkes and Christmas?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm reading Bismillah. I'm supposed to address that question in my news views and I forgot about it. See, Ummat, quickly, I have to rush for Salat. Tonight, last night also, when I came there from Hazrat Mufti Sahib after Isha, I left at 9 o'clock. I'm hearing all the crackers all busting and so. Tonight will be so many crackers going on and so forth. So you must remember quickly about Diwali. That is their faith, is the Hindu faith, Tamil faith. That is their business. For us as Muslims to sell crackers, fireworks, all haram and so forth. Ijtanibu a'da Allahi fi idihim, said Umar said, that stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their festival. It's Halloween tonight. Remember that, end of October, whether it's Halloween, whether it's Guy Fawkes, whether it's Diwali, Christmas, New Year, for us to advertise it, sell it, promote it, all haram, and the income also all haram. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.